needs completely. How can you meet your wife's need for emotional intimacy? Nothing satisfies a woman's emotional need like her connection with her husband. She trusts you to stand by her no matter what. When even closest family members may not be there for her or understand, and friends may come and go in her life, but you are her constant companion. You are always there for her. By way of example, I wish you could sit in my living room at the end of the day and watch my husband in action. Gary comes in the door each night eager to talk. No kidding, he really does. No matter what his day has been like, he always saves energy just for me. He greets me with a warm kiss and then tells me about his day, conversations he's had with the staff, phone calls and decisions, what he's been thinking about. Some nights we may sound like the 6 o'clock news reporting about our day to each other, who did what, when it happened, where they were, but no matter what, we engage with each other, listening and responding. If you provide this kind of intimate, emotional environment for your wife, your life will never be the same. But in order to do that, you have to do several things. Listen to her. Overload. I'm sure you know the word and the feeling. Few of us escape it in today's world. You're busy, your wife's busy. This rapid pace often separates couples simply because there's no time to connect, or at least they don't make the time to connect. One sure way of connecting is to offer a listening ear. The emphasis here is on talking, not fixing. Truly listen to the message your wife sends to you. Don't just hear them, listen to them. What are they telling you? Are you hearing the same comments over and over again? Do you always argue about the same things? Wake up! These are unresolved issues. They are eating away at your wife, and quite frankly, she may not even realize it. As we discussed earlier, she may not even recognize the depth of her need to connect until she finds a sympathetic listener in another man. Spend a few minutes right now thinking about any unresolved issues you have with your wife. Then ask her if she is aware of any. And if she says, "Oh, nothing, dear," don't give a sigh of relief and settle down in front of the television. Do a little probing and a lot more listening. Let her talk until she reaches to the bottom of her heart and finds the real problem. Here are some real practical ways you can listen. Give your undivided attention when she talks to you. Put down the newspaper. Turn off the television. Look her in the eyes. Let the answering machine get the call if the phone rings while the two of you are talking. Find a shared sport to do together. This will not only give you physical togetherness, but also provide plenty of time to talk and listen. Go biking, walking, or golfing. Sit down together at the end of each day and talk about all that went on. Refrain from solving problems and just listen. Get ready for bed together and go to bed at the same time. You have an opportunity to end the day together, listening to each other and holding each other. Show her an understanding heart. Are you judgmental with your wife? You probably quickly answered no to this question, but think about it. Do you, either by your words or your attitude, sometimes make her feel ashamed or silly about the way she feels? Do you tell her she worries too much? When she dreams big, do you offer reasons why it won't work, or do you get defensive? Is she worried about how busy your family schedule is next month? And have you responded with, "Don't worry about anything. It always works out." How about trying, "Honey, we really do have a lot going on. Let's take a look at our calendar and just walk through some of the plans." I can guarantee you that...